Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gin Twin. Audio Day 30, so last day today. And it's a beautiful summer's day here in London. Blue sky, very deep blue, not a single cloud, so it's going to be very hot today. Lots of people about taking advantage of the nice weather. I think it's going to get even hotter tomorrow and Thursday. Even though this is enough for me, especially as I noticed this morning I forgot to put sunscreen on. I put some on both kids, then again they'll be out and about more than I will today. The train was a teeny weeny bit late, and there was this elderly couple who sat next to me in the shade, and then they, when the train then finally arrived, they waved at me, "Train's coming," and then we had a quick conversation. It's quite sweet, really. I was keeping my eye on the board, so I kind of knew, but it was really sweet that they waved me out and told me that a train was coming, and then we chatted about sun cream, and I realised that, yes, I hadn't put any on myself. Should have done, really. I like to, because I do burn. It takes quite a few weeks of sunshine and lots of sun cream, and then I end up sort of a golden colour. But don't really get brown. I've got nothing on. That's not good. Luckily it's early, and then I'm going to spend the worst sun hours inside. So I must remember tomorrow, definitely. So this isn't the ideal weather. It's warm yesterday as well to bake a cake. However, at least it worked. It took ages to cool down, though, in these temperatures. But I made it. It was a carrot cake, and it all worked beautifully. But I ran out of time a bit with the cooling. I had to make the cream icing and then put that on when the kids were already home. And then we ran out of time before we had to be at our dinner reservation. And then both kids insisted on having brownie for afters. So I thought, why did I bother? They're not going to have cake now. So I have to say, Pizza Express, really sweet. They put a little candle on Amelia's brownie for her to blow out. Sorry about the wind. See, whatever the weather is otherwise, it's still windy. So I hope this will be audible. I underestimated the capacity of young children to have two puddings, if offered. So they both managed their brownie and baby chino, whatever it was. And then once they came home, well, Henry declined the carrot cake, but that's simply because he doesn't like carrot cake, he thinks. I'm sure he used to, but he's just sort of decided recently that I don't like this, I don't like that, I do like that, I do like that, not that. And the carrot cake obviously got the chop. But Amelia was more than happy to have another piece, so that was alright. Maybe blow out another candle as well, so she got another wish. So that was a success. And I can also say that my oven definitely works. The cake was there's no problems at all, so it was fabulous, just like it should be. Even though I have to say, I find brown sugar, not the demerara, that's alright, but you know the kind of brown sugar you use in cake, either the really muscovado, I think I'm thinking of, the dark brown sugar, or there's also some lighter varieties, but isn't that weird when you get it out, because it moves, and it looks like it's alive. I find that weird. Mine was quite old, so it had quite a few lumps in it. And I right, there were still some moving bits, and I always fascinated, I always wonder whether it's going to grow and rise up, or whether there's something else going to come out of it, or whether it's going to pull into a face and talk to me, something like that. No, I hadn't had anything to drink then. And then in the evening, since Granny came over, we had a chance to go out for once on our actual anniversary. And we went to watch a film called Spy, which I gather has been on a while. I wasn't really expecting too much. It said action comedy. Yeah, well, haven't we seen those before? It was hilarious. I can't remember when I last laughed that much at a film. And this is with us watching Minions the day before. Now, Minions was funny, but Spy was laugh out loud funny. It was brilliant. Absolutely hilarious. All right. That's come to a good conclusion. Speaking of conclusions, this is the last of Audimo. I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed brewing. I might well continue. Maybe not in the days when I can't think of anything. But I think I've only done one gramophone so far, so I should probably do another one. I'm sure there's other things that I wanted to talk about. So I'll do that, Audimo or not. But I've also very much enjoyed listening to everybody else's contributions, so thank you everyone who's participated, and to those who've just booed as normal. My downcast is working at the moment, though I think I'll look into Overcast, because some people seem to be using that and it seems to work, so I might just have to switch apps if Downcast fails again. But it's been good. It felt like a good June, and finding out about what other people are up to and learning a lot as always, and even meeting new people, so that's been fabulous. Nearly there, so I didn't really want to film more than 5 minutes. Oops. Have a good day, everyone. The last of Audimo, and I'll speak to you again soon, and I'll go and wash my hands, because when we were in the tunnel, and we go through two tunnels, but one of them I could definitely feel I was getting sprayed with something which seemed to be all sort of dust and sort of soot, because I noticed that the table in front of me was full of it afterwards, and even my phone, so. And then I couldn't touch anything without getting dirty fingers, so fingers are a bit black now. So first thing will be to go and wash them with plenty of soap. Sorry, I'm just saying that because my kids find it hard. I say wash your hands, and then they think they've washed hands even if they haven't used soap. No, that doesn't count. Right, definitely going now. Thanks, everyone. Speak to you all again soon, I hope. Bye for now.